This is the Anabu AI blog in audio. Today, we're looking at an article by Brett Alegwe-Wood called AI Agents Are Talking to Each Other, and Your Security Team is Blind to It.
And that title is not an exaggeration.
It really isn't. So let's start with the thing most people miss. A chatbot and an AI agent are not the same thing.
Right. A chatbot waits for your input. You're in the loop at every step.
An agent doesn't wait. It acts. Brett's example in the article, a single agent can read your emails, draft a reply, log into your CRM, update a client record, ping your accounting software to raise an invoice, and send a message to your sales team to confirm the deal is closed.
Without a human clicking anything.
Not one click. And the scale of what's happening right now is worth sitting with. Gartner predicts 40% of all enterprise applications will include task-specific AI agents by the end of 2026. 12 months ago, that figure was less than 5%.
That's not a gradual shift. That's an explosion.
Brett uses exactly that word. And the security problem grows with it, because these agents don't just work in isolation.
They talk to each other.
They do. And when one agent needs information from another to complete a task, it forms what the article calls a trust chain. The connection forms at runtime, the data moves, and then the connection disappears.
No consent screen, no persistent login token, no log entry?
Nothing. The Cloud Security Alliance has flagged these invisible trust chains as the central security problem of the whole agentic era. Your identity access management tools were built to watch human beings logging in from laptops. They were not built to track autonomous algorithms forming and dissolving connections in milliseconds across multiple platforms simultaneously.
Okay, so as a business owner, I'd be thinking, surely if something goes wrong, I'd notice.
That is exactly the problem. When an agent gets compromised through a malicious prompt injection or a poison data source, it doesn't start acting strangely. It carries on doing exactly what you programmed it to do, passing context, calling tools, handing data to the next agent. Except now the attacker controls what it passes.
So your security software sees nothing unusual.
No anomaly, no alarm, and the blast radius of that single compromised agent instantly extends to every other tool and database it touches. By the time you know something is wrong, the data's already gone.
Is this actually happening now, or is it still a future risk?
It's happening now. Cybersecurity firm RPost has detected over 11,500 businesses currently under active surveillance by criminals using AI-driven reconnaissance tools. Those attackers are targeting over $5.5 billion in financial transactions.
That's not a theoretical risk.
Not remotely. And there's another layer Brett calls shadow AI. Your marketing team might be using a free agent they found online to scrape competitor pricing. Individually harmless, but if that agent connects to a second one with read-only access to your customer database, and that connects to a third with permission to post from your company's social accounts...
Three individually harmless permissions combine into something catastrophic.
Security experts call it a toxic combination. Brett also looks at where Australian businesses actually stand. KPMG found Australia is a global leader on AI governance. The policies, committees, and documentation are in place, but only 8% of Australian organizations have reached the stage where multiple agents are working together autonomously.
So 92% haven't confronted this problem at scale yet.
And the frameworks they built were designed for human-directed AI, not for agents forming and dissolving connections faster than any person can monitor. Singapore is a bit further along. The Monetary Authority worked with 24 financial institutions on a dedicated agentic risk framework. But even Singapore's responsible AI maturity score sits at 2.5 out of 4.
So no one's fully there yet. And what does the window look like?
Closing fast. The UK government sent what Brett describes as an emergency open letter to business leaders on this. Frontier AI capabilities are doubling every 4 months. The agents you deploy today will be exponentially more powerful and exponentially more dangerous if ungoverned by Christmas.
So what do you actually do? The answer can't be to stop using agents altogether.
No, and Brett is direct on that. Deloitte found 66% of early adopters are already seeing significant efficiency and productivity gains. 20% are directly growing revenue through autonomous AI. The businesses that deploy agents well will pull ahead. The ones that try to ban them will be out-innovated. The ones that deploy recklessly will be taken apart by a breach they never even saw coming back soon.
It all comes down to governance.
Exactly. Bean & Company put it plainly. Governance and trust must precede orchestration and scale. Brett gives 3 specific questions to take to your IT and security team this week.
What are they?
First, Do you have a real-time inventory of every AI agent operating in your network, including shadow AI tools your staff have deployed themselves? Second, can you see the full interaction graph of what those agents are connecting to and what data they're sharing? And if the answer to either of those is no, you're operating blind. The third question, if an agent starts behaving maliciously, do you have the technical capability to instantly sever its connections to every other tool in your stack before data leaves the building?
That's a kill switch. And the point is having it built before you need it.
White, map your agents, define their permissions explicitly, and build that kill switch architecture before you need it. That's the whole Bane principle in one sentence. My action for this week, take those three questions to your IT and security leaders today and find out where you actually stand.
And mine is to read the full article. Everything we've covered is there in detail at anabu.ai. And if you want Brett and his team to look at what this means for your specific business, there's a free AI audit on the site.
Lots doing. We'll see you next time.